What's up, everybody, and welcome back to BPX After Dark, where we focus on the events, silos, and goings-on of the world of BlockPacks. Each week, we'll spotlight the past, present, and future of BlockPacks through community-driven conversation, interviews, and of course, that juicy alpha you know and love. If you're a fan of TCGs, digital collectibles, fantasy sports, or even piña coladas and getting caught in the rain, you've found your new must-listen programming. BlockPacks is more than just a company. It's an incredible group of fans of cutting-edge tech, high-octane collecting, and supportive community. Broadcast live each Thursday at 6 p.m. Pacific on X Spaces, we are brought to you by Radish Digital. That's digital with a J. I'm your host, GT, and I'm here every week to be your guide through BlockPacks. Tune in and come join the conversation. And without further delay, let's get on to this week's show.
Good evening, everybody. This is Discord user Slappy White with Radish Digital. That's digital with a J. And we're coming to you live at BPX After Dark with GT. It looks like GT's up on stage. GT, how are you doing?
All right. Well, shall we get into the BlockPacks stats
Before
we say goodnight? All right. Let's do it. Hello, folks. We are going to now get into the BlockPacks dash. It's our weekly segment where we highlight the sales and activity from around the main silos of BlockPacks. I have done some deep dives into the analytics and the numbers this week, so you do not have to. We'll give you a quick hit of the activity, talk about one or two sale highlights, and maybe focus on one or two up for sale assets that I'd think about purchasing if I had that 2013 Bitcoin capital, but I don't. First off, of course, we will start off with that Wonders of the First character proof. Last week, of course, we had 16 sales, 0.115 ETH floor, and 0.5% were listed, I believe, at posting. There were only 46 listed. We saw $14,000 in sales last week of the Wonders of the First character proofs. As a reminder, the IP is owned by you, given to you when you own one of these Wonders of the First character proofs. This week, we had an uptick in all three categories, 23 sales this week, so about 50% more sales, a 0.13 ETH floor now, and there are 0.7% listed. I went through each one of the orbitals to see which orbital took the championship belt in sales this week, and the championship belt is a tie with Petraea and Umbrothene, both having six character-proof sales in their respective orbitals. But Petraea takes the tiebreaker with a 1.265 Ethereum sales total. So congratulations to the Petraea clan out there who are big fans of Petraea. You guys win this week.
And
Fallwind, yes, sir.
Noticing, because isn't Heliosynth the smallest one, I think?
Boundless. Boundless would be the smallest.
Oh, that's right.
In terms of the amount of boundless out there.
Right. And so, Okay.
And we did have zero boundless sales last week, which I think does speak to its rarity. Talking about the traits as well, speaks to its rarity. We did have a few sales this week. There were a couple of back and forth WEETH sales that turned into ETH sales. Boundless did have five sales for 0.62 total. Solfera and Fallwind and Heliosynth all had two sales of varying ETH prices. But generally speaking, we're seeing an uptick in sales this week, 20,000 in sales. I think that's also bolstered and buttressed by the fact that we had that the Ethereum price is, of course, rising. Big shout out in terms of the notable sale. Titan Scale Aegis was sold. Now, this Titan Scale Aegis is actually a friend of the show. We featured Titan Scale Aegis a couple of weeks ago when I asked Slappy, what is the most viewed Wonder of the First character proof not named the one? And in fact, it was Titan Scale Aegis. So if you have not taken a look at Titan Scale Aegis, please do. Gosh, he is an incredibly imposing, menacing character. I think the legend pointed this out quite aptly. His PFP is the one of one lost miner, soul miner. And if the soul miner were in Wonders of the First, it would look exactly like him. He looks straight out of maybe Diablo 4 as well, an incredibly imposing figure who's dressed in black scaled armor standing in front of a very bright red doorway, and he has a cloak on and a hood on with incredibly menacing red eyes. He is an incredibly stunning work of art. And I give all the credit in the world to Durag Poppy for purchasing this week for 0.55 ETH. He is also our friend who has been hyping up the Wonders of the First through playtests as well. Congratulations to you for picking up Titan Scale Aegis Durag Poppy. It is a great, great sale.
And that's on the next of the spaces now, GT. If folks want to take a look at the top of their phone.
Yeah, absolutely. It's on there. And boy, is he amazing.
And by the way, GT, I appreciate somebody who actually looks at the sales, because I know Jams just wanted to hold all day long. But the other story about that particular wonder is that Epic purchased that one 3 months ago for 0.15 when, I mean, think about what ETH was 3 months ago and sold it for 0.55.
Yeah, so just, that's a good point.
The US dollar value increase for Epic on that was a nice one. But definitely,
yeah,
I still think that he ended up getting, Durag got a great wonder.
Yeah, absolutely. And well-deserved. I think he's a great representative of what is an emerging space and wonders. And I'm glad that he got one that really resonated with him. And it's always great to see new members come in who are really excited, not just about the analog card game, but also about the character proofs as well. The one highlight that I would like to put on your radars is an absolutely beautiful Umbrothene. I'm starting to warm up to Umbrothene. After now I have Thunderpeak Vineyard as my lock screen, I'm just really warming up to Umbrothene. And I'd like to highlight Nightfall's Reach. It is a land from Umbrothene. It's for sale for 0.3 ETH, owned by Rooktis. And I just found it really interesting and cool. It's a very dark, kind of almost abandoned and desolate town. And you're looking down a cobblestone street with a couple of what maybe look like old, imagine what an old haunted house from a movie in the 90s might look like. And you've got a few of those on the left and right side. The cobblestone street, which is pretty dilapidated, is lit up by these red lamps. And in the background, you have two moons and birds flying through in this night sky. It's really, really pretty. I found myself drawn to the aesthetics of it. I thought it was really interesting. It's a land which are kind of selling pretty well at this point in time. So if you're in the mood for a land, or if you just want to check out Nightfall's Reach, that is one to consider. So another good solid week for Wonders of the First character proofs, an uptick in sales and an upward trajectory when it comes to the floor. A few more are being sold, but obviously they're not being sold for anything less than 0.13, which is about a 10% raise in floor price from last week.
GT, that's insane. When I was looking at the price on that one, at first I was looking, I was like, oh, it's only 0.3. In my mind, I still can't get used to. I was like, wait,
I know.
Is there an error? I'm like, it shouldn't be $1,173. It's only 0.3. And it's like,
I know.
Oh gosh, I can't get used to that.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I'm going to have to be a little bit more miserly with my sales and my ETH purchases for sure. But I don't know if you noticed this, Slappy, but your boy's got a new PFP on X Spaces. New miner, who dis? Did you see me?
Ooh,
look at me.
Ooh,
look at me. Aren't I cute? Aren't I really cute? I love me. Miner 3959 was sold to me, and I love it. It's, you know, I realize when it comes to the miners and the aesthetics of the miners, I think there are a lot of really cool ones. Obviously, Slappy, you've got one where you've got wild pink hair, and that's all well and good and really cool. But I just like miners that look like miners. I don't know. Like, that's just kind of my thing. And I picked one up with a beautiful yellow headlamp. He's got a big brown beard. He's got dirt on his face, and he's got a shovel. And if that's not more of a miner, then I don't know what is. I really like him. I think he's very clean. He also has that shovel trait, which is a 2% trait, which is, you know, a little bit on the rarer side. But I just think he looks totally pleasant. Look, I've got some hoodie miners. I've got some rare miners. I've got some, you know, top 600 miners. But at the end of the day, this guy really spoke to me. And I got to say, he looks good as my PFP. So thank you, miner 3959.
So he's clean, but you have over... Do you have over 200 miners?
Oh no, I've been offloading a few of them. I sold 50 of them to pay for my wedding, remember?
That's right. All right. So yeah. How many do you have left?
I think I've got 78.
Okay, so why? You have other clean ones, and I'm not saying this isn't a great addition, but what was the impetus for you to say, okay, I need to get a 79th?
Honestly, none of them really spoke to me in terms of PFPs. I mean, I've got a couple of really funky, interesting ones. I've got Tommyknockers, I've got Yetis, but there was never one in which it really spoke to me where I was like, yeah, this is it. This one was. And I think at the end of the day, you know, traits is so subjective and aesthetic is so subjective. And I would love to have Outer Lumen come back on and talk about, you know, the philosophy and the psychology behind different traits and how they're used, not just in terms of rarity, but in terms of who connects with them. Because I think that that's an interesting demographic to think about as well. Like, who's really connecting to these clean miners versus who's connecting, say, you know, I see Tito in the spaces right now, and he's got a body with a cracked red helmet and then a white handlebar mustache, and literally the guy's on fire, right? I would never have that PFP for mine, but I think it's just interesting that there are so many different kind of traits that speak to many different kind of people. And I wonder the kind of people who might resonate with me, and then who are the other Titos of the world who would resonate with that kind as well.
You know, along those lines, how much would you freak out if Frenchie showed up with a different PFP? I mean, the fact that he has dynamite, that, because what does he do? He goes in and he blows things up, right? In the, mm-hmm. in the wild hair, which is, he comes from, I mean, one of the things I love about Frenchie, he comes from the real business world. I love people with that one foot. And that's the one thing I think I shared with Outer Lumen in their space, is that I love that Frenchie has a real business background. So he's not one of these pump and dump people. But I love the hair on the head, because that is kind of Frenchie. He's like, yeah, I know how to run the ship so it doesn't go bankrupt in 6 months.
Yeah.
But let's have some crazy good times while we're doing it.
Hair on fire, always.
Yeah.
Miner 2411 is the one that I would like to highlight as my pick for this week. It's listed at 0.27 ETH. Miner 2411 has a couple of interesting rare traits. Talk about something that is a PFP that is not kind of typical miner. He's got a wizard hat on, which is a 1% trait, and he has a black bandana, which is a 0.45% trait. He looks a little funky. He does not look like a miner at all, but I found him really interesting, especially on the trait side. And he's listed, I think, at a pretty competitive price. 0.27 ETH for miner 2411. Also very aesthetically clean, with this light blue or metallic blue background with the Erlen wizard hat, which is also has some metallic blue elements, and then a adventurer vest, which is a maroon and gray vest. He just looks really, really fun and interesting. Somebody that I would think about picking up if I had the capital. But of course, we had a banner week with the Lost Miners last week. We had 80 sales. We were sitting at a 0.195 ETH floor and a 0.6% listed. Of course, we are going to have a little bit of a correction this week. 21 miners sold, 0.1375 ETH floor, and now 1% are listed, which is the highest it has ever been in terms of the 1%. So Lost Miners will have a little bit of a correction, but of course, compared to 2 weeks ago, we are seeing a continuous steady rise in interest and, of course, a steady rise in the purchases of the Lost Miners. So a pretty good week for all of the NFT spaces as well. And then, of course, we get into our homegrown, self-custodied home team heroes. And Slappy, you would not believe it, but of course, we are seeing a incredible bit of action and activity as the season one of Home Team Heroes Baseball and Home Team Heroes Football is coming to a close in the next 3 weeks. Unsurprisingly, the halo effect that Frenchie posted last week of the State of the Union is continuing to remain very strong and wide. And folks, since I've been tracking Home Team Heroes sales, and of course, this does not include trades or transfers, this has been, without a doubt, the most busy week across the board for baseball, football, and basketball. 1,500 sales this week of our digital collectibles. Heroes were flying off the shelves. Let's start with baseball. We had 210 sales of Home Team Heroes baseball cards, 433, a 2x boost in, or 100% boost of sales this week, 433 sales, 10 ColourPop sales, including a 4x runner going for 28,000 BPX. Congratulations to the new owner of the 4x runner Home Team Hero ColourPop. That's going to get you a lot of points. A lot of people were searching for the common variants of the Home Team Heroes baseball collection. I think a lot of people are looking to create their sets and finish off their common sets and trying to eke out just a few more extra Home Team Heroes points so that they can redeem more of our BPX, which will be given out, as stated before, at the end or at the start of April. 433 sales for baseball, up from 210 sales last week. Football had an astounding 595 sales this week, up from 255 sales last week. It's clear that people are holding on to their collection when it comes to baseball. They've created a lot of their sets. They've created their rainbows, and now they are moving on to football and trying to find some good value in football. And we have seen a banner week for football, almost 600 sales, where again, we see a lot of folks buying some commons, a few rarer ones at the end of the day, but only at the end of the day, one ColourPop was sold, an Eagle Eye for 10,500 BPX, which in my mind, I believe Eagle Eye, as inspired by Jalen Hurts of the Philadelphia Eagles, I believe he was fourth in total HTH points this season. So to me, 10,500 is a steal. And keep it up.
And PT, I think for Outer Lumen and Divide, who are listening in, as well as anyone else coming over from their community, is, as we explained to Outer Lumen in her space, is that what we love about Frenchie and Block Packs is they have one foot in the physical world, one foot in the digital world. So it's very much not throwing everything away and just going to the new. So we're talking about collectible sports cards, but it's also built on something else. When he's talking about 10,000 BPX, of course, we're talking about the native token in Block Packs. So that is BPX is something, if you go to Uniswap, you can find it there to swap it out. And those... what's happening is when you collect these different cards, because since Outer Lumen did mention that she's a Magic the Gathering person, so she understands cards, right? She's a card person. But what you're trying to do is collect these cards, and you're driving yourself addictively to build sets and rainbows. And what ends up happening is there is going to be a snapshot on March 25th for all these rainbows and sets that we've created. And then what happens is we get rewarded with the BPX token that we can then spend in the ecosystem. And we can spend things like there are actual physical wonder boxes to go with the actual first collection proof of stake. I'm really, by the way, GT, Outer Lumen's one of the few people I know I can just give her the fire hose and it's going to be like a barely coming out of the faucet for her.
Totally.
But
totally.
So what's interesting, and it'd be fun to get into it with Outer Lumen at another time, what sounds like we're just talking about sports or something is this is Block Packs taking the blockchain and disrupting collectibles in sports. So this is all built on tokens and set building and digital. But sorry, go ahead, GT.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great summary of what's going on. And clearly there's a lot of different spaces for people to enter when it comes to Block Packs. So this is leaning a little bit more towards the traditional card collecting route of people looking to, you know, collect what is a new asset instead of having it, you know, in a binder. Now we've got it in a digital wallet. So with that in mind, football had a banner week, without a doubt, the highest amount of sales this week. And then basketball, of course, following suit with 465 sales this week. Slappy, that is up from literally 65 sales last week. Clearly, a lot of people are now moving on to collecting all of the heroes in the basketball set. Three unreleased, unrevealed color pops were sold between 15,000 and 18,000 BPX. If you have an unrevealed ColourPop, that is probably where the market is right now, anywhere between 15,000 and 18,000. Two LaBosse heroes were sold for 12,500 BPX, two 1X LaBosse heroes. I think that's a great steal. And if there's anybody looking for maybe a deal, Donnie Buckets is currently on sale for 18,000 BPX in the marketplace. He is the number two points producer for HTH right now. He will most definitely be making the playoffs, and he is a pretty solid playoff performer. So Donnie Buckets, as inspired by Luka Doncic, 18,000 in the marketplace. You're looking for about maybe 25 to 30 more games of production for him. Slappy, I want to also throw it over to you to talk a little bit about some of the breaks that have been going on in the Radish spaces.
Yeah, thanks, GT. Just to touch on it, because since we're talking about Home Team Heroes, talking about the Radish breaks with Home Team Heroes. This past week, Jorzane, he hit a black chosen ice in Radish break 49. And that meant that he won a $1,000 bounty, becoming the second recipient following Legend's lead. And then Kyle also had two gold bounties in the same Radish break. That's $100 each. And you can sign up for the football, baseball, or basketball breaks. You just go to radishmarketplace.com. And then also, I just want to remind folks, like, as long as we're talking about Home Team Hero, is that, of course, the Home Team Hero Fantasy Basketball Week 20 registration, that's open right now, and it closes on Saturday at tip-off. So we will give away, GT, next week. And again, I know basketball is my weakest fantasy sport. So what's great about our sponsor, Blockbacks, not only do they give a box away to the winner, and again, you can't purchase Home Team Hero basketball anymore. So it really is priceless. I mean, if baseball is $185 a box and there's no basketball, it's worth more than $185. And more than that, you can't get it anywhere. But if you win, you get a box. But for people like me, where it's the weakest sport, all you have to do is enter it. And then you got to be here next Thursday and we'll randomly give away a box to somebody who just entered a team. That's all you got to do.
There are so many opportunities to enter in many different kinds of spaces here, whether it's Radish or whether it's Block Packs. And congratulations to those of you who won literally four figures just by playing some of the Radish breaks. There's always some really interesting action going on over there, and you can absolutely win not only some excellent collectible cards, but some real life money as well. The Card Geek Hall of Fame, which is the collection that we were mentioning to Outer Lumen, which is our entry space into receiving some more opportunities for purchasing, as well as, of course, as we know, some in real life utility as well. The Card Geek Hall of Fame on OpenSea, there's a 0.1375 floor price right now with two sales. And of course, as we know, if you own a Card Geek and you own a ColourPop in HTH, you will get a multiplier for that. So it is something to kind of consider when it comes to purchasing the Card Geek Hall of Fame and the Card Geeks.
An easy way to look at it is if you have the Matata that's worth 2 million points and you have the multiplier, that's an additional 500,000 points. And right now, double checks at 200,000 points. So you essentially are getting 2.5 double checks simply by pairing your geek up with the Matata.
Enough said. Barefoot Parrots and Pirates also had a very solid week after, of course, the announcement that they would be sunset and reimagined into a new kind of space and place. We had a couple of whales in the space begin to show their real faith in what is going to be transpiring in version 2 of the Barefoot ecosystem. 13 sales of the Barefoot Parrots and 8 Barefoot Pirates were sold. The floor for Barefoot Pirates is now 0.5 and ETH, and the Barefoot Parrots floor is currently at 0.079. I sort of wish that I had followed the big dogs purchasing those when that happened, because that's the smart money as far as I'm concerned. Of course, don't fall asleep on the reward store. If you've got the BPX or store credit to spare, do check it out. We had a sale of a 1984 Topps John Elway card sell for 17,000 BPX. We had 3 more real-life Pokemon cards being sold. I'm wondering who's soaking up all of these Pokemon cards. It's interesting. And then, of course, our biggest deal was the Steph Curry autograph patch. What is it? It was a PSA 10 sell for 265,300 BPX. Congratulations to the winner of that incredible, incredible historic card. I am very jealous of you as one who lives in the Bay Area. I am jealous of that card right there as well.
And GT, to share with Outer Lumen, so just to let her know that there is a reward store where you use the native token BPX to buy real physical cards. Actually, sometimes we do have digital assets there, but it's primarily physical. And for her Magic the Gathering obsession, I'm not sure if it's an obsession for her, but if she's into MTG, it probably is. And so I can see that we have the Gathering Desert, which is listed right now for 4780 BPX. There's also a Dragon Whelp, that 1993, and that one's listed for 44,000 BPX. That's a 9.5 graded card. And then you also have Ooh, a draft booster box for 3,700 BPX right now. So that is looking at about 600 and... Wait, I'm doing that wrong. With 3,700. Wait, that's only $67, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. $77.
Yeah. So if you... Outer Lumen, I don't know how well you know your Magic the Gathering, but there is a Gathering Ufinity draft booster box. And then there, the final one is there is the Gathering Maze of Ith. And that is a... the grade on that card is 9, and that's a 1994 card for 3830 BPX. So if she finds her way into the reward store, she certainly has the Magic the Gathering card she could pick up.
And you can go to the reward store at blockpax.com/store/reward-room. blockpax.com/store/reward-room. There are so many opportunities for us to continue our conversations and our collecting here on BPX After Dark. And I am so grateful that you would be along for the ride with me this evening. I want to especially just let Outer Lumen and Divide, and of course, CP Hurley as well, who contributed. I want to give my utmost thanks for the gift, absolute gift of time, energy, and conversation. I feel like I learned so much and I was so appreciated, even though I am a layman in this space. I loved getting the chance to learn from somebody who is an expert, and I hope you, the audience, enjoyed learning alongside with me. I sure hope that we can have Outer Lumen and Divide back on at some point in time in BPX After Dark. And of course, I hope you enjoyed this week's edition of the BlockPax Dash. And that is going to do it for us, my lovely friends out there in the ecosystem. Thank you for letting me be your host. Thank you for your thought and care into the questions and discussions that we have. And thank you for helping make our community the best I have ever been a part of. That's going to be it for this edition of BPX After Dark, produced by Rajas Digital, the official media partner of BlockPax. That is digital with a J. I want to thank anyone who offered their thoughts either in the spaces or in the comment section on X or Discord. I also want to thank our guest again, Outer Lumen, for her thoughts tonight. I truly relished this conversation. I will be returning back to it many, many times over when the podcast re-record comes out, and I hope that she could come back soon. I also want to thank everybody who has provided any support, feedback, or constructive criticism to make BPX After Dark the best show it possibly can be. This is meant to be a community-based show, and you all continue to deliver in spades. I am incredibly grateful for your time, patience, and input. It serves as a reminder that we are, in fact, the best community in all of the digital spaces out there. Do stay tuned for next week's programming, which we will post in Discord soon. If you have any suggestions as to what programming we can run on BPX After Dark, please shoot me or Slappy a DM with your ideas. We are always looking for some fun and engaging content from the community. My name is GT. I was your host. That was Slappy. He was also your host. And that's going to do it for us tonight. I hope you had fun. Please do take care, everybody, and have a wonderful night. And we'll see you next week. You've been listening to BPX After Dark, broadcast live each Thursday night at 6 p.m. Pacific in X Spaces over at Radish Digital. That's digital with a J. If you've made it this far, please take a second and hit that subscribe button to the BPX After Dark podcast. Why miss content like this when you can get notified every time there's a new show? We want to thank you, the listener. We could not do this without you. And a special thanks to those in the audience who raised their hand, came on stage, and also, of course, helped make BlockPax the best community out there. BlockPax is a community built by collectors for collectors. I've been your host, GT, and that's going to be it for this show. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week.